నమః హరిః ఓం శ్రుతిస్మృతిపురాణానామాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాదశంకరం లోకశంకరం ఓం అథాతో బ్రహ్మ జిజ్ఞాసా అస్తి దేహాది వ్యతిరిక్తః సంసారీ కర్తా భోక్తా ఇత్యపరే. సో శూన్యం ఇత్యపరే వి హవ్ సీన్. నౌ వి కమ్ టు ఆస్తిక దర్శనాస్. సో సమ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఆస్తిక దర్శన పీపుల్, దీస్ ఆర్ ది ద్వైతీస్. యూ షుడ్ నాట్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్ ది ఆస్తిక దర్శనాస్ విత్ ది మోడర్న్ థియాలజీస్. Like modern theologies are there, Matatraya and all that. You should not confuse with all that. These are philosophers. They are not theologians. So, like Vaisheshikas and Nayayikas, they are philosophers. So they consider there is a jiva. So that jiva, this is not like the Charvakas, Charvakas and Lokayatikas. Who consider body itself is the Atma. They say body is not the Atma. Body, sense organs and manaha, mind, they are not the Atma, but there is an Atma distinct from the body mind. Let us say like that, body mind, that covers everything. Body mind covers everything. So there is Atma which is distinct from body mind. Dehadi vyatiriktaha Atma. And that Atma, they call it Jivaha. It is a Jiva. Jiva is a jiva pranadharane, that is the dhatu, from that dhatu it comes. So there is a power, a tattva category in this body mind, which keeps the body mind together. The sense organs and organs of action and the mind together in a physical frame. So that power which keeps the body mind together is called jiva. So that jivaha, asti, distinct from body mind, dehadi vyatiriktaha. And now that jiva is a samsari. Samsari mane, you know what is the meaning of samsari? Sukhi dukhi tyarthaha. Sometimes sukhi, sometimes dukhi. That is the meaning of samsari. Okay? And why so? Because he is karta and bhokta. He is the karta and he is the bhokta. So this is how they say. You see, the Sakshi Atma, that pure witnessing, awareful being, which is the Atma, in itself, it is not Jiva. It becomes Jiva when it identifies with the body mind and thereby considers itself by mistake as distinct from everything else. So when this sense of isolation, there is a feeling of isolation, you feel isolated, you feel separate. Suppose you are within the family and things are very favorable and you include yourself in the family, you naturally, instinctively, you feel included inside the, in the family. But suppose there is some hitch and some difference of opinion comes. This is how the earlier combined families have divided. Then you feel isolated from the family. Now you do not feel included anymore. You feel isolated. This happens with the institutions also. Suppose you are part of an institution, you stay in an ashram. Normally, when things are going smooth, you feel included. You do not feel that sense of separation or isolation. And when you feel included, you feel comfortable also. But somehow the bug enters into the mind for whatever reason, and you feel separate. You fail to include yourself because some hitch, some obstruction is there. And therefore, you do not feel included anymore. You feel within but separate. That is the isolation syndrome. It's a syndrome. The outer circumstances are not very important. It is a bug that has entered into your brain cells. And therefore, you now start feeling separated. And whether it is justified or not, that is not the issue. What justification? This samsara is mithya. So in mithya, there cannot be any justification or even its absence. That is not the point. The point is you feel separated for whatever reason, right or wrong. You feel isolated. And when you feel isolated within the family, now you feel unhappy and insecure. Two feelings will come. That you are unable to include, therefore you become unhappy. And also because the rest is separate from you, that is how you feel. When you feel separated, the rest becomes separated. And the rest is always big and you are always small. And that is how it appears. And therefore you feel insecure. And therefore you become an unhappy person in this system. Within this system there will be everything. Like nice food will be there, breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything will be there. But you feel unhappy. Because of that sense of isolation, the same thing is happening for us in this samsara. All around there is nature which has tremendous treasures. And if you include in all, that is called sarvatma bhava, that is also called moksha, then you don't feel separate. That sense of separation will not be there. And you don't feel that isolation. And therefore, you are not unhappy, you are not insecure. You are just included. This is what is called Atmava Idagum Sarvam. Whereas, you feel separate because I am this body-mind. And therefore, you feel separate. Now, when you feel separated, now you are unhappy and insecure. But to become happy, the rest should cooperate with you. And the rest should not do things against you. Then only you can remain secure. That is enough. This sense of isolation is enough to make the person unhappy and insecure. This is isolation syndrome. This is how we have become jivas. By the syndrome of isolation, we have become jivas. Otherwise, there is no need to become jiva. You are the sakshi, you are the witnessing, illuminating, awareful being. That is what you are. And what all appears is only an appearance. What you call jagat, etc., it is shining in your awareness, in your light. And what all that shines in that light is unreal. It is vivarta. It is unreal. It is only an apparition, nothing more than that. And once you know the apparition as apparition, it doesn't cause any fear to you. And you don't need to become happy because your swarupa is happiness. So therefore, this Sakshi Chaitanya, by a big mistake, becomes jiva. Then becomes jiva, then sometimes sukhi, sometimes dukkhi. When the situation, as a jiva, he looks at the rest as the other. And because of the vasana, some vasana will be there. The other, when it is favorable, then I am happy. When it is unfavorable, I am unhappy. And when the rest is rest, dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Therefore, it stands apart from me. Therefore, it makes me insecure, unhappy. So, brahmatam paradat yonyatra atmanaha brahma veda. Atmanaha anyatra, atmanaha panchami. Atmanaha anyatra brahma veda. So, the brahmanas are other than me. I am not a brahmana. These brahmanas are other than me. Then these brahmanas who become other now become a source of fear to you. Then these kshatriyas are other than me. The kshatriyas who are other, they become a source of fear to you. This is how the isolation syndrome makes us unhappy and insecure. You try this in family life, you include in family life, and you include in an institution where you are working, you include yourself in it, you will remain happy. You try that. You remain happy. For example, I was working in Salesforce Ashram for 20 years. I am a happy guy. I am happy. What do I get out of it? Nothing. But still I am happy because I just include. So there is a beauty. Just I gave you an example. By including, you become happy. So the same thing applies with the creation. This isolation syndrome is that which makes you a jiva. So And as a jiva, isolated from everything else, you are sukhi dukhi, therefore samsari. And then you identify with the karmendriyas and become karta. And this is all ignorance, the multiple play of ignorance. And then you identify with the jnanendriyas and become bhokta. Because bhoktrutvam nama drashtrutvam eva, jnatrutvam eva bhoktrutvam iti shuchyate. Bhoktrutvam nama upalabdhireva. So you know and you enjoy. So knowing is enjoying. Like taste, I know the taste means I enjoy the taste ityarthaha. Therefore, jnanendriyas. So through jnanendriyas, you identify with the jnanendriyas and become bhokta. Otherwise, you are not a bhokta. You see, you are the sakshi, awareful being. That is illuminating, witnessing awareness, sakshi. That is called atma. That is what you are. Now, you do not know your purnatvam. This sakshi atma is purnaha. Because it is the sakshi of desha, therefore desha parichinna, desha paricheda, abhavaha, sakshini. And it is the sakshi of kala, therefore sakshi kala aparichinnaha. Sakshi of vastu, therefore sakshi vastu aparichinnaha. So you are purnaha. Sakshi Swayam Purnaha, that is the Aham Brahmasmi. Brahma is Purnatvam. So that is what you have to know. So not knowing your Purnatvam is the Prathamaha Aparadha. Pahala Aparadha, first Aparadha. Aparadha is a blemish. Or you want to call it sin. You call it a sin, the first sin. In the sense of Aparadha, I am using this sin. Not in the sense of this religious sin, okay? That is the first sin. And then, you see, based on vasana, whatever sukha dukha happen. So, first aparadha is you do not know your purnatvam. Second aparadha is you identify with one set of body-mind and take yourself to be a jiva. That is second aparadha, second sin. You see, all the people sit and discuss about purva janma, apara janma, prarabdha, diskarma, sanjita karma, all that. This discussion goes on and on for an hour. And then next class also the same discussion. What is the basis of this discussion? That you are body-mind identified jiva. So your entire discussion, its a basic premise is a falsehood. What discussion you are doing? That is how they do. This is a misfortune, you know. So in the satsanga, they ask me a question. What happened to my purva janma karma? That is the question asked by the guy. Now I have to tell some intelligent answer that appeals to his mind. Suppose I say, you never had any purva janma. You know what he thinks? This Swami is a very difficult Swami. That is what he thinks. Therefore, I notice it. Therefore, I tell him, yeah, your purva janma karma is sitting in a bag. It will come to you tomorrow. Then he will say, oh, is it like that? He thinks. Anyway, the point is, you identify yourself with a particular body mind and take yourself to be a jiva. Jiva mane ane jane wala. One who comes into this life and lives for a while and dies and goes somewhere. That is the jiva. Purva janma, uttara janma, etc. So you take yourself to be the jiva. That is the second sin. Third sin, due to the vasana, whatever, you consider yourself to be sukhi dukhi. Unless there is vasana, there cannot be sukhitvam dukhitvam. A particular event happens, it is neither sukha nor dukha. There must be vasana. Somebody died. Is it sukha or dukha? Neither. But suppose you have vasana, so that attachment, then that is dukha. Suppose you have aversion, he deserves, as if dying is a punishment. A good thing happened, like that. Therefore, it is sukha. Therefore, it is the vasana. So, you become vasana one, and then suffer sukha and dukkha. That is called samsari. He says samsari, you know. Therefore, you identify with the vasanas of the mind and become samsari. And then that is the third sin. And then you identify with the jnanendriyas and become bhokta. That is the fourth sin. You see, this identification is parasparadhyasa. Don't think that it is one-sided adhyasa. It is parasparadhyasa. You see, you say eyes see. Eyes do not see. The Atma sees. Seeing jnanam, it is not the property of the eyes. But the jnanam of the Atma is superimposed upon the sense organs. And the sense organs, whatever sensation they get, that you take it upon yourself. There is a sensation in the sense organ and in the mind also. Mind acquires a state of sukha or dukkha based on the vasana. Depending upon the vasana, mind becomes a sukha, sukhakara or dukkhakara. Now you take the mind to be yourself and therefore you become aham sukhi dukkhi. It is anyonya dhyasa, paraspara dhyasa. Therefore that is how you become sukhi dukkhi, identifying with the sukha dukkha of these mental states, so-called sukha dukkha, due to ignorance. This is the fourth aparadha. Then you identify with the karmendriyas. They again parasparadhyasa. Like karmendriyas work. You say, I am working. Okay? And then, therefore, that is how the kartrutvam of the karmendriyas comes to you as karta. And so this is, again, there is adhyasa on the other side also. So from this side to that side to this side, adhyasa. So you take yourself to be karta. That is panchama aparadha, the fifth sin. And then you take yourself to be the body and assume yourself to be born and you are waiting to die. That is the sixth sin. Six sins are counted. That is the vakya. Asti deha divyatiriktaha samsari karta bhokta ityapare. This apare, they do not consider these six as sins. They consider these six as normal. It is something like in India, skipping the law, violating the law is considered normal. Like that, these fellows, because everybody looks at things like that, therefore these Vaisheshikas and Nayayikas, they assume that Jiva, Dehadi Vyatiriktaha, Dehadi Abhimani, Karta Bhokta, Sukhi Dukhi Samsari, Anevala, Janevala, Janma Maranavan, that is what Jiva is. That is the truth, that is the truth, that is how they take. This is the one kind of philosophers. Then come the Sankhyas. Sankhyas have this Viveka. They have Viveka. These fellows have no Viveka. Just now we have said, no, they don't have any Viveka at all. Total confusion. Whereas Sankhyas, from the very first moment, their focus is on Viveka. In fact, Sankhya, the word itself is like that. Sankhya mane prakruti purusha vivekaha. Therefore for them prakruti and purusha. And the prakruti, the name itself shows, so that prakrushtam krutihi asyam iti prakrutihi. In this, a lot of activity is there, intense activity is there. That's why it is prakrutihi. Therefore kartrutvam, they cannot put it in purusha. Because kartrutvam is in prakruti and prakruti jadam. Also this is, Viveka tells you that kartrutvam is jadapradhana, always. It is always like that. And bhoktrutvam is chetana pradhana. Like you do with hands and legs, etc. And you see. Seeing is knowing with eyes. So seeing is jnanendriya and doing with hands is karmendriya. Therefore, there are two different indriyas, different set it is. Only in the case of tongue, it is both karmendriya and jnanendriya. When it speaks, it is karmendriya, and when it tastes, it is jnanendriya. Okay? Therefore, of all karmendriyas, they are jadapradhana. Therefore, karta is prakrutihi only. They put kartrutvam in prakruti. And then bhoktrutvam, bhoktrutvam nama drashtrutvam or jnatrutvam or upalabdhrutvam. So knowing it is. And therefore it is chetana pradhana. Therefore bhoktrutvam they put in purusha. And prakruti is satyam, purusha is also satyam. This is how they make their system. Therefore, for them, jivaha, dehadivyatriktaha, and bhokta, kartana, bhokta, and sukhi dukhi na, asangaha. So by mistake only sukha dukha, so some aparadhas are gone. That's why Sankhyas are close to Vedanta, because many aparadhas are gone. Janma marana, not there for Purusha, only for Prakruti. Kartrutvam, not there for Purusha, only for Prakruti. So like this, out of six aparadhas I have counted, three or two are gone. Only the rest remains with these people. And the isolationism is there, jivatvam is there, all that is there. So, but still they are better than the Nayayikas and Vaisheshikas. They are the Sankhyas. They say, Atma is only Bhokta, not Karta, like that. They say, Asti Tadvyatirikta Ishvaraha Sarvajna Sarva Shaktihi Iti Kechit. You see, now this is Jiva situation is over. What about Ishvara? Now Ishvara also you have to account for. So the Sankhyas, they say there is no Ishvara, they are Nirishvara. You see, these people, I am always amazed. I don't know whether you will be amazed. You need not be amazed. If I am amazed, why should you be amazed? I am amazed because that is how I am. You see, the theologians, these theology people, they talk as if they have just now talked with God and came out. God is their brother-in-law or niece or nephew, like that they talk. As if they know. So they talk like that. Amazing people. They take it so much for granted. Whereas philosophers are not like that. Philosophers, they carefully kind of weigh the situation and talk. So the Sankhya people, they don't have anything against Ishvara per se. They don't mind. If you want to Ishvara, you can put in. But they don't see any need for Ishvara. Why Ishvara? Don't add categories like that. Don't go on adding categories like that. There is Prakruti, there is Purusha. Purushas are many. Prakruti is multiple. Prakruti is Karta, Purushaha Bhokta. Now why do you need Ishvara? And he gives the example. There is a cow, it eats grass and gives milk. Why do you want Ishvara? You don't need Ishvara, right? Because grass is there in the Prakruti. And the cow eats that grass and gives milk. So the grass is converted into milk and cow is capable of doing all that parinama. And so why do you want Ishvara? Why Ishvara should come and convert the grass into milk? The cow can do that, you know. No, Ishvara vaha hai, iske ajna se cow kar raha hai. Like that, why do you do that? So they are very clear about it. We don't want Ishvara. No, Ishvara, you keep Ishvara, he won't hurt you. It is not about hurting or not hurting. It gauravam. Means it adds an unnecessary element as a burden to the logic. They are sankhyaha tarkikaha, you know. Sankhyaha are called tarkikaha. In the logic, unnecessary elements you don't add. So when somebody is talking all kinds of things, you say, come to the point, you say. Means you are saying so many extraneous things, you come to the point. Similarly, you tell me, you come to the point, why do you talk so much about Ishvara? You come to the point, why do you need Ishvara? So like that. Mimamsakas are also like that. They also did not want Ishvara. Because what will Ishvara do? Karma phaladata. Karma phaladanam. Karma phala apurva will do it. We don't need Ishvara. Like that they said. But then Ishvara vadinaha, that is Vaisheshikas, Nayayikas and yoga people. They said Ishvara is needed. Why? You see, Ishvara karma phala data, karma phala datrutvam is an issue. If you say apurvam is the karma phala data and apurvam is jada అండ్ వేర్ విల్ ది అపూర్వ స్టే? ఇట్ విల్ స్టే విత్ ది జీవా ఓన్లీ. అండ్ వైల్ గివింగ్ ది కర్మఫల, దిస్ అపూర్వ హ్యాస్ టు డూ మెనీ థింగ్స్ లైక్ వాట్ ది అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ, ద ఫలం షుడ్ బి కమిన్సురేట్, ఫలం షుడ్ నాట్ బి లెస్ ఆర్ మోర్ దాన్ ది కర్మ. ఇఫ్ ఫలం ఈజ్ లెస్ ఆర్ మోర్ దెన్ ది ఎంటైర్ సిస్టమ్ విల్ కొలాప్స్. ది సిస్టమ్ ఇట్స్ ఫెయిల్స్, ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ హ్యాపన్ ఇన్ ది యూనివర్స్, ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ హ్యాపన్ లైక్ ది రష్యన్స్ హ్యావ్ హ్యాక్డ్ అమెరికన్ పోల్ కంప్యూటర్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా, దట్ షుడ్ నాట్ హ్యాపన్ దేర్. దెన్ ఫర్ అపూర్వ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు గివ్ ది కర్మ ఫల ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది కర్మ. అండ్ ది జీవాస్ ఆర్ మెనీ అండ్ దట్ సో దెర్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఎనీ కన్ఫ్యూషన్ బిట్వీన్ జీవాస్ వైల్ గివింగ్ టు ది ఫల. దెర్ ఫార్ మై అపూర్వ షుడ్ బి విత్ మీ ఓన్లీ, యువర్ అపూర్వ షుడ్ బి విత్ యూ ఓన్లీ. దే షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఎనీ కన్ఫ్యూషన్ బిట్వీన్ దిస్ అపూర్వ అండ్ దట్ అపూర్వ. దేర్ ఆర్ బిలియన్స్ అండ్ బిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ అపూర్వాస్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్. దే షుడ్ మెయింటైన్ దేర్ ఇంటిగ్రిటీ అండ్ దెన్ ది మెచ్యూరిటీ పీరియడ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇంక్యుబేషన్ పీరియడ్. That also must be settled by apurva. Now these jobs, what I have described now, three things I have described. Is it the job of a jada or chetana? Chetana it is. That's why apurva cannot give you, cannot do the job. What you wanted the apurva to do, it cannot do. Because the job nature is such that it requires a chetana purushaha. And that Chaitana Purushaha must be separate from Jiva, because Jiva cannot give phalam to himself. If Jiva himself gives phalam to himself, he will give a lot of good phalam and no bad phalam at all. Therefore, there must be some other guy. And that some other guy for me, some other guy for him, like that, you cannot have many, many some other guys. There must be one some other guy who will give karma phala to all. Therefore, he must be Sarvajna Sarvashaktiman. Because giving karma phala, not only you should know, but also you should command. Like giving salary, all the people are coming workers. The salary is being dispersed. Some people get less and some people get more. And there is a lot of money sitting here. And if there is, I have the list of people and how much I should pay. That is the jnanam. That is enough. Don't you need some commanding power? Some police protection, etc. You don't need. Otherwise, the first 10 people will take away all the money. Therefore, you need some commanding power also. That is the Shakti. Therefore, there is a category distinct from all Jivas and also from the Prakruti. That category is Chetana. And it must be knowing all. And Sarvashakti, like the general manager for a factory, there must be someone. The general manager will not do anything. He will not come and do products. He will not distribute products also. That is marketing department will do. The general manager will command mainly the dispersal of the salary and maintenance of the law and order. That is his job. Similarly, there is a general manager for Jagat. There is needed. Therefore, let us bring him in, put him in into the scheme. This is how philosophers look at it. You see, you should appreciate their open-mindedness, right? They are not in a hurry to pull in Ishvara for everything and then put an Ishvara there and then throw everything upon the Ishvara's head. So like that, they are not in a hurry. They carefully think and they see the need for Ishvara. The system doesn't work without Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara is brought in. That's why he says Ishvara. Asti tadvyatariktaha. That means Prakruti Purusha or Jiva and Jagat vyatariktaha. Ishvara asti. And he is Sarvajnaha Sarvashakti. You have to stop there. You should not, no, in India we marry only one woman, therefore he marries one woman. Sometimes we marry two women, therefore he can marry two women. You should not start like that. That is not philosophy. That is some storytelling. Therefore you stop there. Sarvajna Sarvashakti. Don't make Ishvara male, female and all that. Just make it Sarvajna Sarvashakti Ishvara. This is what is called Tattvam. Tattva, you have to deal with the tattvas. not people. I am a person and we are all people, therefore Ishvara is another person there. Today in Hinduism a situation came, Ishvara Parivar, therefore Vishnu Parivar. Suppose you want to make a Vishnu temple, one shrine will not do the job. You should have half a dozen shrines. Why? Because Vishnu doesn't come alone. He comes with Parivar. Therefore Vishnu and another Devi and Jaya Vijaya and then Garuda, Garudalvar, Garudalvar. And you see, the other day somebody came to me, Swamiji, you have to get us some money. I thought, let me do something about it. What is there? Money we do not carry anywhere. Let's collect it and give it, or whatever is there we can give. You know, what is the purpose? He said, Garudalvar, we have to make a temple. I said, Garudalvar will take care of Garudalvar. You have a good day. I ran away from there because I don't want this Garudalvar business. So Vishnu comes with a family. He doesn't come alone. It is like collector comes with Dafedar, so Garuda Alvar, and then some other Alvar, Divya Alvar, that Alvar, this Alvar, like that. You bring the entire thing, Vishnu Parivar, Shiva, then Nandi, Bhungi, Riti, some list of names we recite. We are not lagging behind. So he comes with his own Parivar, Shiva. And then poems. One lady is sitting on your right, left side. Another lady is sitting on your head. Lady sitting on the head sounds all right. So I tell you, they make, and then stotras. Bhrungi, Riti, the names you see, Bhrungi, Riti, they're like Garuda and Vishwaksena. We have our own corresponding guys here. And the Parivar. This Parivar, that Parivar. Then Datta Parivar. Sai Parivar, Bahut Parivar hai. I don't know what is all this. Poor, these philosophers, they are very simple people, I tell you. So they say Ishvaraha. What is Ishvaraha? Ish, Varach is Shilarthe Varach Prachayaha. So Ishitum Shilam Asya, it is Ishvaraha. One who naturally commands, and he is not Bhokta, he is Bhojayita. Bhojayita. So he gives a karma phala to all of us. And that kind of Ishvara is there. They say like that. Then comes Vedantins. Atmasa bhokturitya pare. This apare is Vedantinaha. You know, they say, they look at the Sankhya fellow. He comes very close to Advaita Vedanta. But Sankhya, Atma is, the Jiva is Bhokta. Bhokta is Jiva. So they say, what Ishvara you are calling, that Ishvara happens to be the Atma of the Jiva. You see how it is. Amazing statement. So they do not accept an Ishvara other than the Atma of the Jiva. Suppose Ishvara is other than the Atma, suppose. Then he becomes Anatma, and therefore Jada, therefore Nashvara. That is called Brahmahatya. Because Brahma ko maar diya. Therefore, what you call Ishvara, Ishvara is there. We are Ishvara Vadinaha. Advaitins are not Nastikas. They are Ishvara Vadinaha. But what is your Ishvara? Our Ishvara is the Bhoktuhu Jiva Eva. Bhoktuhu Atma is Ishvara. That is how they say. These are Vedantinaha, Atma Sabhoktuhu iti apare. Evam bahavaha vipratipannaha yukti vakya tadabhasa samashraya santaha. All these people, so many philosophers are there. They all present their case very strongly. So how come you can have so many opinions about the same thing? Because samashrayaha, they take refuge, or they derive their strength from yukti, the logic, like apurva. Apurva will give the karma phala. That fails in logic. The job that the apurva has to do cannot be done when it is jada. The logic fails there. Therefore you need Ishvara. Like that, sometimes they use logic, and more often than not, they use vakyas. So many vakyas they quote. Now this vakyas they quote means, you see, some of these people, what they do, you know, they take the vakya, they take a standard book. Vakyas quote means what you quote. You see, today Upanishads at the time of Shankara, worth mentioning are 10. And therefore he commented upon them. And he noticed a few more here and there. Worth looking into. No need to comment. But they can also be looked into. And so he quoted from another 3-4. Maximum 15. That is Shankara's time. Today how many Upanishads are there, you know? There is one book, 108 Upanishads. And then there is a set of volumes, 1008 Upanishads. That means there is this number 108, like mala and 108 is there. Therefore you want to make a book of 108. Why 108? Why not 102? You can make 102 also, or you can make 112. Why 108? Because it is a sacred number, for whatever reason. So 108 Upanishads, that is the logic of 108. Otherwise there is no logic. It is not based on Upanishads, available Upanishads. Upanishads are so many. They are all available. There is Allopanishad. Did you ever read Allopanishad? I have read Allopanishad. So it is in Sanskrit and Urdu mix it is. So all kinds of Upanishads are there. Yoga Upanishads are there. Yoga people, their Upanishads are there. They are all Sanskrit verses. Even the language itself proves that they are made up Upanishads. So like that there are so many Upanishads. And 1008, if you want, you can manage to collect 1008. You can. There will be that many Upanishads. So that way, sadhana sankara ho jata hai, I tell you. People should understand. Therefore, the quote must be from standard text. That is vakya. That is the vakya. Shankara means that is that kind of vakya. And then what happened is some of these theology people, they entered into Vedanta. They entered into Upanishads. Because what happens is they want to prove that not only Shankara knows Upanishads, we also know Upanishads. They have to prove that. Therefore they go into Upanishads. And then they find the Upanishads are not favorable to them. And therefore they keep quiet, some of them. Some of them, you know what they do? They quote a verse to suit their thesis and give the name of an Upanishad, unheard of name you give, and that Upanishad is not found anywhere. That way they quote. Like that there are many quotes, like satyam bhida iti bhallaveya shrutehe. How is that? Therefore there is bhallaveya shruti, means bhallaveya Upanishad. Where is this bhallaveya Upanishad? Somewhere it must be there. And in that it is said, truth is division, division is truth, division is truth. 3 times it is said. It is a quote. Now there is no such vakya anywhere. You go to Bhallaveya Upanishad, pull it out. Out of 1008 it will be there. You pull it out, you don't find it there. First of all, you won't get Bhallaveya Upanishad. Taittiriya Upanishad means readily you can get. This Bhallaveya Upanishad, nobody knows it. And then you somehow manage to get hold of it. You don't find that vakya. This is like it Mahatmyam, it Padma Purana. You go to Padma Purana, you will not find it there. You don't find it there. If I tell it, you will feel bad about it. That's why I am holding back. You don't find it there. So like that. So these are called tada abhasa. They are not vakyas. They are vakya abhasa. They look like vakyas, standard statements, but they are not. Therefore, these guys, they hold on to vakya abhasas. So like, for example, these Sankhya people, they quote a mantra to talk about sattvarajastamo gunas. Ajamekam lohita shukla krishnam, so bhafim janayanti gumsarupaha, etc. It's bhafif prajaha, etc. So lohita shukla krishnam. They say, oh, that is, they are our three gunas, sattvarajastamo gunas. Come on, how there is no word sattva, rajas and tamas? No, no, red, yellow, red, white and black is there. That is our gunas. How? How red, white and black are sattva, rajas, tamas gunas? Then immediately quick thinking. You should come out with a quick answer that fits into the scheme. In Telugu there is a proverb. When you tell a lie, the lie must be like putting a wall there. The lie should remain firm. Nobody should be able to break apart. That way you should tell a lie. Not some silly lie which is the bluff is called immediately by somebody there. It should not be like that. When you construct a wall, how strongly you make it, so tell a lie like that. So these fellows are like that. So lohita shukla krishna. Therefore red, quickly think red, rajoguna. Raj is rakta, you know, therefore red. Rakta, red, rajas, and there lohita, red. And tamas is black, that is, the rest. Parishesha nyaya, so sattva is a shukla, it fits. Therefore they quote that verse. They quote it. In the temples, at the end of the puja, when they want to prolong the puja, they can conclude it there. They need not prolong it, but they want to prolong it. With something are there. So, deva devottama, devata sarvabhama, like that, they have a few samasas. And they say that, sankhya shastram avadharaya, they say. But why sankhya shastra? Shankara Bhagavatpada has refuted it, and in this entire world there is nobody who follows the sankhya shastra today. Why you want to teach Gangadhareshwara this sankhya shastra? You don't need it. But gatanugati ko lokaha, so sankhya shastra avadharaya, then ajame kam lohita shukla krishnam the mantra, and then we come to study Brahma Sutra. That is Chamasadhikaranam or Samadhikaranam. And there Shankara refutes that this verse doesn't talk about Prakriti. It is not about those gunas at all. It is altogether different, like that he proves. And you need at least 3-4 classes to complete the Adhikaranam. And then you complete it and go to the temple and do exactly the opposite. Rama, Rama. So these contradictions are so many. This is how all these theses are. I did not say anything extraneous, okay? No digression. The point only I am telling. All these yuktis, vakyas, some of them are logical. Some of them are tad abhasa. Tat is vakya, vakya abhasa. They sound like correct statements, but they are not. And they hold on to all these gimmicks they play and come out with multiple theses. Tatra avicharya yat kinchit pratipadyamanaha nishreyasat pratihanyeta anarthancheyat. One Mahatma said, this sentence alone can be worth $1,000,000. This simple sentence, ninadhi jinyasabhashya, jinyasadhikaranam. So, they do so many things. If you go to a temple, they do 24 things. And if you go to an ashram, they will be doing something else. And you go elsewhere, they will be doing something. So many things are there. So many philosophies, so many religions, so many parivars, parivar devata. Parivar, nowadays, it was not there when I was a young boy. The Parivara Devata word was not there when I was a young boy. It was not there, unheard of expression. But now it is the most popular expression among the temple people. So temple people are very powerful people. Don't rub them on the wrong side. They will throw you out. They are powerful people, really. So they bring out all Gatanugatiko Lokaha. So they will be doing so many things. There is a temple in Tirupati below, not above, a temple. One Mahatma told in a public speech, that temple is Anjaneya Swami temple. For Anjaneya, they put some title before, Abhaya Anjaneya, Vera Anjaneya, Paurusha Anjaneya, something or the other they put. All their own thinking, no logic in it. For this Anjaneya, they have put the title Bedi Anjaneya Swami. Bedi mane Hatkhadi. What are they called? Handcuffs. And therefore, they made steel handcuffs, custom made, for putting to Anjaneya Swami. So they put it to Anjaneya Swami. And Anjaneya Ashtakam will be there. Anumanjalisa is standard. Some Anjaneya Ashtakam, Maruti Ashtakam, so many things are there. Some stotras in the book will be there. Everybody has a book of stotras. And every Swami, after taking sannyasa, the first thing he will do is publish a book of stotras. Are all others have already made? No, all others have made. I did not make, so I have to make my own book of stotras. Pichi yello, pichi. So, this Anjaneya Swami, they put a bedi. It was a steel. And one data came, one rich man came. Rich people come to temple. The rich man came. And he saw. This function he saw. So Anjaneya Ashtakam, Anjaneyam, Prasanna Anjaneyam, Subhanjaneyam, this Anjaneyam, that Anjaneyam, all people are Anjaneya Ashtakam, bell, bell, as if Anjaneya is a bit deaf. Why so much sound? I don't understand. So many bells, conscious and beat with all your strength. Some young people, you know, they're good exercise. And so much noise. All people are sleeping with this one. Will wake up with a start, and children will wake up crying. So much noise they have to make. Sometimes the noise should go up to the boss, okay? Because the boss will know, okay, these people are doing something, and therefore the money can be paid to them, whatever. So they are doing big noise and putting hathkadi. One rich man saw that. And he said, Mahatmaji, Mahantaji, I will give golden hathkadi. That will be wonderful. And so he got golden hathkadi made, and that is ceremonially brought. And ceremonially they have put golden hathkadi to Anjaneya Swami. You know what is that? Somebody asked him, why you put this? Nobody asks these questions. But one person managed some courage and asked, why this to Anjaneya Swami? This is the temple custom. This temple is particularly known for specialities. Among all Anjaneya Swami temples, this is special. And what is the special? We put Hathkadi to Anjaneya Swami. That is how a Bhakta is. He puts Hathkadi to himself.
Puri also there.
Something,
This one Puri temple where they have done this.
You see, this was investigated, and that Mahatma told, is a scholarly person, that's why I took his word. These people, they don't know anything, they don't know Ramashabdam also, but there is nothing that you can learn from them. But this man is a scholarly person. He investigated it. What happened is, one day from North India many devotees come to Tirumala. Some 100 years back, one devotee from North India came, and he said, Bedi Bachav or Beti Bachav, something like that he said. And the Purohit learned, he heard it 2-3 times. And therefore, he just caught that word. And he said, Beti, Beti, Beti. The Beti became Bedi. As you go nearer to Tamil Nadu, Ta, Da, they lose their difference. Ta becomes Da becomes Ta, kaisa bhi ho sakta hai. You come nearer to Visakhapatnam, they remain separate. Go nearer to Tamil Nadu, they get mixed up. Kandga also. This is Tada. Therefore, Beti became Bedi. And what is the meaning of Bedi in Telugu? Hathkadi. Therefore, they started putting Hathkadi. And I did not exaggerate. Please understand, I did not exaggerate. I told you the truth. This is how people are. Vakyabhasas. There are no vakyas to support your thesis. You only have vakyabhasas. Some imaginary sources. And they do all kinds of things. Now, the vakya that has to be printed in gold is tatra. Tatra means teshu satsu. When so many ideas are floating around, so what should we do? You follow what I say. No, that is not Shankara. Shankara won't say you follow what I say. The one who says you follow what I say, he is not a guru either. Guru will not command you like that. He will not put an agenda upon your head. That is not guru. The real guru is who asks you to think. That is what Shankara is doing. He says, tatra, so many theses are floating around, yat kinchit avicharya pratipadyamanaha. Pratipadyamanaha means jnanam nityarthaha. Pratipatti is jnanam, so manaha. So you take something, somebody says something and you pick it up and take it as knowledge. As the truth, yat kinchit. Like this Beti Beti, somebody said, so you take it as Bedi and start putting steel Bedi and then gold Bedi. Now gold Bedi, you can go, if you go to Tirupati, you inquire Bedi Anjaneya Swami and you ask the Purohit, sir, will you show gold Bedi? You come on Ekadashi day, not every day, he will tell. Gold Bedi only on Ekadashi day, silver steel Bedi regularly. For that again, security and all that. So he will tell that. You will be surprised. So without thinking, like we have a proverb in Telugu, this bull, it used to be having eyesight and therefore it used to graze in the proper place. But now it has become old and blind. Therefore it doesn't graze at any proper place. It goes, it grazes there. Got the point? So we should not be like that bull, guddeddu. You should not be like that, you know. You should think about it. Etkinjit pratipadyamanaha. No, no, what is wrong? Whatever comes across our way, we follow it. Whatever we come across, we follow it. Or whosoever comes to us and tells a few things, we follow that. Etkinjit pratipadyamanaha. Okay, you do that, you are welcome. It's a democratic country, but nishreyasat pratihanyeta. You will be deprived of moksha. If moksha is what you are looking for, you will not get it. Not only, okay, moksha, if we don't get this birth, there is no hurry. Many people, they are not in a big hurry for moksha. They want a few other things. In the meanwhile, they want a dozen other things. Moksha also comes along with these dozen things. Okay, we don't mind. So that kind of thing it is. More out of curiosity or more out of something coming our way, why not? It is like, what happens is, some bhandara is there, some dakshina they give. And in the meanwhile, some other gentleman gets some inspiration. He will bring and gives some small Hanuman Chalisa books to everybody. So we came for Vakviksha and the people gave us 50 rupees dakshina. He is giving some book. I did not come for book. I am not interested in any book. I have enough books already. No, he is giving something free. Free, you know. This is a free thing it is. Therefore it is free. He is giving with some devotion. Okay, take it and put it in your pocket. Like that you do. So so it may not hurt. What it will do? It won't hurt, you know. Afterwards he will throw it some corner anyway. That's why you should not distribute like that. Never distribute anything like that. First you find out it is worth, then only you get a copy yourself. Then the people, whosoever want it, they will get it, okay? You get your copy and read it. That is what you should do, not distributing freely. So anyway, so you pursue it, there is nothing worth in it, you pursue it. What is wrong in it? It is free. We don't lose anything. You will lose. You will lose. You pick up something which comes your way, like that freely it is coming. So along with the bhiksha and dakshina, something free came. So put it in your pocket. Inside it writes, satyam bhida, balaveya shrutihi, you get it. Your whole life is gone down the ditch, I tell you. Pratihanyeta anarthancha yat. You get into samsara, into trouble, into bondage. Therefore, avicharya, without investigating, without thinking, without looking into it, you should not pursue anything like that. You should not pursue. Once I was doing my work, taking the class. After the class, one of the students told me, Swamiji, one Mahatma is there. Would you like to see him? Why should I see another Mahatma? I will decide that. But this Bhakta, he is the Bhakta of the Mahatma. So I thought, okay, Mahatma, and this man is a Bhakta, he is asking me politely. Therefore, I said, okay, chalo, where is he? Just 100 yards. Chalo, now I am free. So I went. I don't call it goodwill. In Telugu it is called Mohamatam. Means you feel obliged. He is a nice man and asking you very politely. He is not giving any trouble to you, not asking you to carry any burden or any such thing. Out of that kind of softness of heart, I said, okay, chalo. I went. The Mahatma looked at me. I did namaskar. I don't mind namaskar. He is elderly also. We can do namaskar to young also, not a problem. So, did namaskar, pada, abhivandanam and all that. I am Swami TV, this and that. Then he looked at me. You were born in 1947, March 24. Is it correct? He asked me. This man, while going, he tells me, the moment he sees your face, he will tell you, he will be able to tell your date of birth. Mahima. Suppose, now I can tell all your dates of birth. Is there any value for that? Suppose I tell correctly. That is something not ordinary, something extraordinary. But what is its value? There is no value for it. So this man told me that. Then itself I thought I will go back. But I have to oblige this man. So I went there. And he said, 1947, he looked at me. Some general idea you get and then minus it from the present and said, is it correct? He said. This man already, I told you, he will tell. He is asking me, is it correct? He is an elderly person. I did not want to disappoint him. I said, okay. It is not correct. It is not correct. No, for somebody else he is old correctly. Maybe, but to me he did not tell correctly. I said, okay, that is not the issue. Okay, sir, okay. They thought I have corroborated it. I did not corroborate. I said, move on. Okay. Then he said, I am giving you a mantra, you chant this. And it is already printed mantra. He gave it to me. I put it in my pocket. I came. Suppose I started chanting that and stopped studying bhashyas. Then what would be my fate? So, anarthancha iyat. Okay? So, don't think. Stop following. You should not follow. You should think. If you follow, gatanugatiko lokaha. You see, there is an Abelian paradox is there. So, what happens is, you think about, if you are willing to think, I say these things. Somebody has got some funny notion. Somebody. Which is false. There is no point in it. But that somebody, he has some clout in the group. He has some clout. And he says it. when he says it, there are half a dozen people around him. They all look up to him for whatever reason. He has some power, he can do some favors here and there. Therefore, these half a dozen guys, this Vandi, Dr. Magathi, etc., they look up to him. And therefore, wonderful, wonderful. Then immediately they start implementing it. And finally, 1,000 people will follow them. Like that. Somebody says, let us put Lord Rama inside middle of the Ganga. Why middle of the Ganga, Lord Rama? One fellow says, and he has some clout. Half a dozen people around him, they say they are yes people, yes men. He kept them for the yes purpose only. They are wonderful, wonderful, Lord Rama, Ganga in the middle, Ganga, Lord Rama. Then 1,000 people will come. They will say, yes, yes, we will do. And start collecting money and put a pratima there. And then a flood comes. The pratima goes this side. Poor workmanship is anyway there. And they don't put cement, etc. properly. And workmen, they don't do their work properly. That is, the poor workmanship is the national character. And therefore, this Lord Rama Vigraham is not sitting properly because of the flood. It has fallen this side. Then they say, oh, God is cursing us. And some Amangalam is about to come because Lord Rama has fallen. Lord Rama has fallen. Dimag hai ya nahi? You can go and get it examined by a psychiatrist. Therefore, I'm telling you, don't follow anything without thinking. Don't follow. Don't be a follower. A follower will never come to know the truth. Only a person who thinks will know the truth. This is, should be written in golden letters. You may want to say, tatra avicharya yat kinchit pratipadyamanah nishreyasat pratihanyeta anarthan cheyat tasmat brahma jignyasa. So we will start that vakya in the last, in the evening class, and immediately continue with the second sutra. Okay? We will not stop with that sentence in the evening class. Now it will not be over. So janmadhyasetaha later. Om purnamada purnamidam. Hari Om, Tat Sat, Shri Krishna.